Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, and that means only one thing on this program, and that is all things self-proclaimed Simple Man. That means all things Bill O'Reilly. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, happy new year, happy 2024, and we're so glad. I hope you had a great holiday.
I don't even remember it, Hannity.
didn't the urchins show up for their gifts?
Yes. Everybody was well taken care of, and that's my modus operandi. But the reason I don't remember is because I'm worried about you, Hannity. I'm worried about you.
Wait a minute. You're worried about me? Why?
And I've been preoccupied with this, and I'm glad we're talking now. Because the Florida sun against the Irish skin. All right? So
yeah.
You're gonna have to hire somebody to follow you around with sunblock, okay? And because if you don't, you're just gonna be evaporating before everybody's eyes. And the second thing is, there's some crazy guy dressed in a sensei outfit walking around the North Shore of Long Island going, "Where's Hannity? Didn't you tell your dojo guy you were moving down there?"
Yeah, and by the way, guess who I worked out with today? My dojo guy. I just did it online.
You did? I've got a line.
I built a gym where I live, and I put a big TV in it, and it's called FaceTime, Bill, and you can put it right on your big TV screen. It's not hard technology.
One more question, and then we'll get on to the serious stuff. How can you kick somebody in the throat on a website, Zoom? You can't.
Well, my training, Bill, you know, I've invited you to train with me for all these years. You constantly turn me down. I think you're afraid to try it. I told you we'd go at your speed. You're not going to leave injured. And, you know, it's not how we roll. And we just take you at whatever level you're at. It's a big workout, a lot of core. A lot of sit-ups, a lot of push-ups, a lot of there's lifting, a lifting component, there's a hitting component, and there's a training component. It's very eclectic. But anyway, maybe this year I'll get you down to come visit me and even stay with me, and I'll give you a big hat and long sleeve shirts and long pants, and we'll take a walk on the beach somewhere.
I got all that, but it's a nice invitation. I wish you the best down there.
Well, let me ask you, would you ever leave New York? Because I don't know if you saw this today. U-Haul announced the top growth states for the third year in a row. Number one and two are Texas and Florida.
Sure.
Then it's North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. And then if you look at the number one state again, I think now the third year in running is California in terms of losing population. And that's followed by states like New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, and Massachusetts.
Well, New York is actually number one of people moving out of here.
No, actually, it's actually California, according to the U-Haul analysis.
I'm doing census stats here. You do the U-Haul, I'll do the census. But it's close. Let's put it that way. And people are leaving because it's not a good environment. It's simply not. And the liberal states, the far-left legislatures, have destroyed everything. And I think you remember this, but I taught high school in Florida for 2 years.
I do remember that. And that my question, I asked you a long, long time ago, years ago, if you'd ever leave New York, and you said no. The last time I asked you the question, you kept the door open for the first time. Where are you now?
Well, if they pass a wealth tax, then I have to leave. But with family and business, and you know, I'm running an empire here, Hannity, and it's.
By the way, all the modesty is. I see the modesty factor has gone down dramatically from year to year.
I'm running an empire. It's hard to move the Mongol Empire from New York down to Florida, but if they pass a wealth tax, then I will. And there'll be such a traffic jam out of do you think we got traffic?
Yeah, but Bill, the problem is they may pass it while you're there. I'm out now. I mean, when I say I'm out, I'm out.
They'll never.
And no, I'm never moving back there. My new home state is Florida, and it's the free state of Florida. And I will tell you this, Bill, and you probably have experienced what I've experienced, especially in New York City. People are not particularly nice to me. I walk around Florida, and there's not been a single place where I have not met great, nice people that are warm and welcoming.
Yeah, look, you're in a good spot, and I wish you the much happiness. You've earned the right to live wherever you want to live. I think Florida is a great place. I did live in Texas for 2 years. I worked at WFAA in Dallas. I understand both cultures. I also understand that Gavin Newsom has now said to the people of California, and you have a big audience out there, that's why I'm bringing it up, we're going to pay all the health care costs for every migrant that comes to our state, both legal and illegal. We're paying
crazy
all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
And I wrote a column on BillO'Reilly.com that ties what Newsom is doing in to the bigger picture of imposing socialism on the country, which is what the progressives want to do. It all ties in together. There is a method to Newsom's madness. Now, I noticed he didn't make that announcement before your debate with him because he would have gotten crushed. I mean crushed.
If I made the announcement before.
Right. You and DeSantis could have just wailed on him. I would say less than 10% of the
amount. By the way, it was a pretty big shot when DeSantis pointed out that his in-laws not only moved to the free state of Florida, my new home, but also they donated to DeSantis' campaign. That was a big deal.
DeSantis better than Newsom. Newsom's in-laws like DeSantis better than Gavin. But look.
Well, they like his policies better. Let's be charitable.
Even liberal people don't support this insanity. The people of California and the United States, because this is what people don't understand, California gets more block grant federal money than any other state because it's the largest state. And the money that the feds are sending Sacramento is now going to go to pay for the health bills of people who should not be here. Who supports that?
Yeah.
And I mean, so you're into madness now. The Harvard thing is madness, if you want to talk about that, as you know.
Well, let me ask you about this, because you went to what, the Harvard Kennedy School of Journalism, I guess they call it?
Of government. I have a
government, sorry.
Degree in public administration. And I minored in kicking people in the throat.
By the way, you wouldn't survive 2 minutes on a Harvard campus today.
I was just up there, interestingly enough. I have a pretty good fan base up there. I mean, they can't come out of their dorm rooms, but a bunch of students wanted to meet with me. And I met with them at the Harvard Catholic Center. It was fascinating.
Wow.
Fascinating discussion with these, and they're frightened. The Jewish and Catholic kids on the campus?
They should be. Let's get your thoughts. I mean, this actually does hit home for you. You have roots in Boston.
Yep.
You went to Harvard, the School of Government. I'm surprised they must not have publicized that you were going to be there, because, Bill, it would have been 100% certainty that there would have been massive protests if you showed up, if they knew you were showing up.
On Harvard Square, I didn't have a lot of angst directed to me, but I don't look like I'm going to brook that. You know, I'm 6'4", 200 pounds, and like you, I mean, Irish guys, we're not timid when people come up. I mean, if you're going to...
No. Bill, no. I, as a matter of fact, I would step back and say, please don't make me hurt you, please.
That's right. And that's a good request. You've done that to me 4 or 5 times on this broadcast.
I've done that to you in person. You're so afraid you won't come. Well, anyway, here's what bothers me about Claudine Gay and her resignation, beyond the obvious, which is... she played the race card on the way out the door. She didn't apologize. What bothers me is it should have been the answer that she gave to Elise Stefanik about, well, it depends on the circumstances or regarding anti-Semitism and what's considered intimidating and hostile speech on campus. It should have been that. But if it wasn't that, coupled with all these allegations of plagiarism, I'm not sure this would have happened.
No, if the plagiarism wasn't there, the Harvard Corporation, which runs the college, would have kept her. And this is really personal to me because I wrote a book called Killing the SS. And what is happening at Harvard and other places all over the country, mirrors what happened in Germany in the mid-1930s. It's the same thing. And people go, oh, no, 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 this couldn't happen in America. Hey, history is repeating itself. They are demonizing Jewish people for political reasons. That's exactly what the Nazis did. Exactly. There's no difference. Read Killing the SS and see what it led to. And so I come at it from a historical point of view. Harvard's got to know that. Now, does Claudine Gay know it? She does not. She's not qualified to be a college president. She's there because of affirmative action DEI. Everybody knows that. But this is dangerous. You can't have people intimidating college students because they're Jewish or Catholic. That cannot exist in America. And where is the pushback on it? The media doesn't push back on it. Most of the media supported Gay. If you watch CNN last night, they were all making oh, no, this is racist. They're removing her because she's black. What a bunch of garbage. Who believes that? Does anybody believe that?
No.
What they're putting out there.
Well, I mean, it really is. To me, it's outrageous. And she's going to get paid, Bill. She's going to get paid a lot of money.
$900,000.
By the way, do we know how many years she's going to get paid out?
She'll get paid out until she wants to retire.
Just for in perpetuity, she's going to get close to $1 million a year for doing nothing.
They'll never move her out of there. She's a hero now. She's a hero.
They have a $37 billion trust endowment that they've accumulated over the years. Now, previously, you know, people that graduated from there, they would donate in the hopes that their little urchins, when they became of age, would have an easy path, a legacy path to get into the university. My understanding is those doors are mostly closed to a lot of people now, regardless of how much you gave.
If you're white, you can't do a legacy play. So I couldn't get my children into Harvard because I went there, and you know, but I wouldn't even do that. I don't do that.
Well, by the way, I mean, if you didn't mention it on the show before, I would not bring this up. I would never bring up anything personal. But your son went to Oxford.
Yeah, and he had a great semester there because in England they don't do the DEI.
Right,
it doesn't happen there. It's a meritocracy at Oxford and Cambridge and the higher echelon schools. They don't have that. This is a pure American play. And here's a kicker on it. The first president of Harvard, you know who it was?
I have no idea. I never went to Harvard.
Increase Mather, the top witch hunter in Killing the Witches.
Another reason to plug the book, of course. No, but by the way, your book did really well last year. Congratulations. And you had a great 2023. Next week, I definitely want to get your thoughts on where you see this year going. To me, I don't think anybody can make an accurate prediction. And to me, the only thing that I can tell everybody that's a conservative is buckle up. It's going to be a rocky and it's going to be a roller coaster year. And expect the Democrats to unleash all sorts of lies and misinformation and protect Biden at all costs, if it's even him.
And
anyway,
Friday, yeah. January 6th coming. That's where it begins.
Oh, yeah. January 6th, abortion, Trump. That's their whole playbook. And Republicans, you know, hate old people and are racist and sexist and misogynist and every homophobia, every phobia imaginable. Anyway. Bill O'Reilly, All Things Simple Man, BillO'Reilly.com. Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you.
You too, Sean. Enjoy it down there.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, who's back today, who frankly, as your, I'm supposed to be your boss. You don't look at me as your boss. You don't listen to me as a person. Linda has what I struggled with for a number of weeks. Which is, and a number of everybody I know has seemed to have gotten this in some way. She's got a case of laryngitis. How are you feeling today? Is it just that it sounds bad, but you feel okay? Because that's what it was like for me.
I mean, I feel a lot better today than yesterday. I had nothing. Today is a lot better. So, you right. know, I feel better. I sound like crap.
Okay, and you just told me that you were going to be all better tomorrow. That's what you just told me.
I think I said I'll be better tomorrow, and that I would make a bet on being better tomorrow. And after said bet was made, then you said, well, by better, I mean da-da-da-da-da. I mean all better. So what I was trying to explain to you is that the parameters of the bet cannot be altered once the bet has been made. So
it's so hard. Anyway, it's just hard to hear. It sounds painful. I know it's not because I had the same thing, but it does sound far worse than you're feeling. However, it's still not fun. Anyway, we'll rest your voice. In a second, Linda reminded me, Jon Stewart, when he did the Daily Show, once did a bit when I was threatening to leave. He actually empowered the Jersey Boys, even Nathan Lane and all these famous New Yorkers to beg me to stay in New York. Now, I actually listened. I stayed much longer than I should have. And then I have other people. Linda, how funny is this? Oh, he must be getting ready to retire. No, I have huge extensions on both radio and television. I'm not leaving. Unfortunately, the wishes of those people that want to, you know, jump in my grave, unless God chooses otherwise, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm working just as hard, if not harder, this year than any other year.
I would say you sound better than ever. You sound the happiest I've heard you in a long time. And I'm sure you just added 10 years back to your life escaping the communism of New York.
Yeah, well, you escaped it a while ago, and you went back to your home state of Pennsylvania, but I think day problems, you know what it's like. You need towels, a set of towels. You go to the store, you touch them, you feel them. They feel so soft and new, and you think they're going to be great and absorbent. And then you bring them home, use them a couple of times, and guess what? They're not so soft, and they're not that absorbent. Well, that has now led to Mike Lindell putting his brain to work, and he came up with two brand new lines of my towels for you to try. Now, what makes these towels great is they're made with 100% what's called long staple, shorper cotton. Now, it's comb ring spun cotton. That's what makes these towels so absorbent, softer than ever, and helps it stay that way. And now you can get it for the introductory price, 50% off, $29.98. When you go to MyPillow.com, just click on the Sean Hannity Square. They have a designer premium line. That's 50% off. It's just $20 more if you prefer that. No problem. They have other deep discounts when you go to their website on all their great MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, or just call 800-919-6090 and mention my name to get this deal and other great deals. It's that simple. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. It's that simple. All right, so a number of years ago, do you remember what year this was, Linda? This is how long I've been
trying to do this. 2014. 2014. Technically, you've been threatening to go to Florida for, I would say, at least 15 years, at least.
It's gotten really serious since about this point. But anyway, so Jon Stewart, I don't think Jon Stewart likes me. I actually think when Jon Stewart's funny, when he's on, he's amazing. When Jon Stewart gets so super liberal and serious, he's awful. I do like the work he's done for veterans. I think he's done a lot of great work. And he went through this huge production because I said, I've got to get the hell out of New York. And he enlisted the Jersey Boys, including Broadway legend Nathan Lane. And this is what they came up with.
What you do.
And that was Nathan Lane at the end, which was pretty darn funny. Actually, I need to show the video. It's one of those things you have to see. We'll show it on Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. All right, let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN. Our number remains the same, though we have our new home in Florida. We got a lot of calls from Florida today. Sally, Florida, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Sean.
Well, it's great to join you in your free state. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm here.
All right. Well.
People.
I've owned a place down here, someplace, for over 20 years. So I've been paying for a long time, and gladly so, because some of my best memories are here.
And mine, too. I've been here for 50 years, and we're getting priced out. I mean, the price of the homes is ridiculous. We're paying unbelievable property taxes. You can't get insurance, and if you do, it's at a maximum price. And it's all because of the influx. It's about what's going on. Ever since COVID, it's just gotten crazy here. And everybody telling everyone to move here is killing those of us that have lived here forever.
I'm not telling people what to do or where to move. I'm just pointing out a reality that is there is a mass migration out of these high tax blue states, blue cities with confiscatory taxes, burdensome regulation, no law and order, high crime rates, horrible schools. I mean, they've done it to themselves. They chase people away. And Texas and Florida and the Carolinas and Tennessee are the top states where people are going. I'm not saying to everybody, you know, go to Florida. What I do say is if you're going to leave your home state, leave your liberal policies behind. Don't wreck the next state that you go to.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. Who do you think's coming here? I mean, the people that can afford to come here and pay these outrageous prices and stuff, they're going to continue to come here. They've probably been coming here for years. But there's not a lot of industry here. And what little industry there is tourism. So come on down, enjoy yourself, and then go back home, because we live here.
No, listen, I totally, completely, and utterly understand what you're saying. And, you know, on the one hand, you have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country. On the other hand, look at what they're now predicting. When you have all these top hedge fund billionaires and all these Wall Street firms now moving, you know, probably Miami is going to end up being the next Wall Street or the next New York. And does that bring with it a host of problems? It does, but it also brings with it huge opportunities for Floridians to make more money. It definitely has resulted in higher home prices. But for people that, like yourself, that lived here for a long time, I'm sure you have a lot of equity in your home.
Well, we do, but, you know, we also built that equity. And when you leave, guess what happens? You have to pay more taxes. So, you know, we don't have a state income tax, but they're getting it back from us on property tax. I can guarantee you that. How is it that I purchase property and then I own it, but I have to pay on it for the rest of my life in property tax?
Yeah, but the problem is your property taxes are lower than New York by a long shot. And once you domicile in Florida, you're locked in to a limited rate increase every year, which a lot of states don't have that kind of protection. On the insurance issue, you're right. You know, the state's surrounded pretty much by water. And whenever there's a hurricane and it hits Florida, the cost for insurance companies is astronomical. It's a blessing to live near, you know, God's beauty of ocean. And the Gulf on the one hand, however, on the other hand, there is a certain amount of risk associated with it, especially when hurricane season comes.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, we live inland, so hurricanes don't really happen here. Once in a blue moon, I guess you could say, but we're still taxed the same way. And there's not a lot of difference between where I'm at in central Florida and on either of the coasts, unless you're in a bigger city on the coast. Then there is.
I know people that have invested in Florida, in central Florida real estate from 10 years ago, and they're now making a killing. And I would imagine if you own your home, you're in that group. Am I wrong?
No.
Let me ask you this. If you sold your home today, how much more is it worth today than, say, 5 years ago?
Probably double. But with that comes, where do I go that I won't spend that double amount? See, that's the problem. It's a lateral move that you make.
And you wouldn't make the move now because either you have your home paid off or you have a low interest rate. And right now, you don't want to pay 7 or 8% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which would be insane. Listen, I totally get where you're coming from. And my advice to people is if you're going to bring policies from states that are destroyed, you know, don't bother. You know, stay where you are, because people are seeking out states that tax less, regulate less, have more freedom, better infrastructure, better schools, and believe in law and order. It really isn't that complicated. You want to be a good governor. You want to be a good representative. Focus on those issues. You know, keep the, you know, don't offer free health care to illegal immigrants like Gavin Newsom is now doing in California. Anyway, listen, Sally, God bless you. Thank you for your warm welcome. I promise to pay my fair share, and I promise not to vote in a way that would ruin the tradition of this great state. Trust me, Ron DeSantis, Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, and a lot of great congressmen and women from here have my full support, okay? Anyway, appreciate the call. Quick break, right back to our phones, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Jerry, also in Florida. Jerry, how are you? Glad you called.
Yeah, you ready to go turkey hunting, right?
I haven't thought about it. It's not to be honest, my workload is not going to be reduced one iota. If anything, with an election year, I'm going to be on the road a lot, and I'm going to be working hard and putting on the best radio and TV shows I can every day. And I'm locked in for a lot of years, and my goal is to get America back on track. That's my full focus right now.
Well, I've been listening to you for a long time, and
thank you.
I also want to welcome you to Florida.
Thank you.
And you've got my number. You have a Henry.
Okay. I do have a Henry repeating shotgun, yes. Henry repeating arms, one of the greatest arms manufacturers in the country by far. Yeah, henryusa.com.
Well, we can go out, chase turkeys all day, and then stop by Publix and buy a big butterball.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN. Mike, Arizona, very important state come November. How are you, sir? Glad you called.
Sean, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, definitely Arizona is one of the swing states, for sure.
100%. Very important. What's going on?
I listen to you almost every day. Almost catch the full 3 hours every day because I'm in a service truck. So I do a lot of driving from in town. And I totally agree with everything you say about how voting should be and how you lay it out, you know, voter ID, et cetera, et cetera. My only exception is when you say conservatives have to get over the reluctance of early voting. If I want to vote election day because I think it's safer, my vote should count whether it's 2 weeks, a month early, or the day of.
Well, look, if I had my way, and the only way this can happen, and people need to understand this, is if Republicans win elections. So winning elections could result, I think, in a system of voting that provides more integrity and gives people more confidence in the outcome. And that would be what I've been saying, and that is, you know, you've got to have same day voting with the exceptions of the military and the elderly or people that are infirmed. You certainly need voter ID and signature verification and chain of custody controls and updated voter rolls and partisan observers watching the voting in every precinct all day. And when the polls close, watch the counting all night. I'd prefer paper ballots and a winner declared, you know, either late that night or early the next morning. If it's close, you do a recount and you're done. And I think that would have the most integrity and it would give people the most confidence in the outcome. That not being the case, Republicans, I am warning you, conservatives, I'm warning you, don't start out election day down, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes because you're still resisting voting by mail and voting early. To me, it is a prescription for failure. The other thing I'm warning Republicans about, Democrats have mastered what is legal ballot harvesting, keyword legal. They better match or surpass those efforts. And the last thing is, I'd be very careful on the issue of abortion. I think if you want to know the one big issue that I think hurt Republicans in 22, it was the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the demagoguing of abortion by Democrats. Don't let them do it. But that's going to be up to people. You get the last word.
The reluctance to voting on election day is my only exception. I agree with everything you said, and we got to play the game of ballot harvesting because it is legal until we can change it.
Look, if you know you're going to vote on election day, come hell or high water, all right, fine, I understand. But I'm telling you, it's better. I like the line the Republican National Committee came up with, bank your vote. But to me, they're not doing much on the ballot, legal ballot harvesting issue, and I think they should. Anyway, my friend, thank you. God bless you. Appreciate you being out there. Arizona is important.